Eliezer. Alexander. Alexander Rabbi, Slati Dei Torah, Manchester, Pashas Kedoshim. Right, one.
Good morning to you all. This week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim, parasha full of mitzvahs. There's a lot to talk about. There's 51 mitzvahs in this week's parasha. We'll focus this today on the pasuk, Perek Yutes, pasuk Yudalad. Before Sheni, Lo yisakal al cheresh v'lifnei iver lo yisitin michshol v'yireisim elekecha ani Hashem. Lo yisakal al cheresh, you should not curse a deaf person v'lifnei iver. They sit in Michel in front of a blind person. They sit in Michel, you should not put a stumbling block. They sit in Michel. And you should fear Hashem. So, Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk means you see a blind person going down the street with a stick. He's trying to get down the street, waiting for these yellow bumpy things on the corner. And you see a car with boxes, and you push it out, and he trips, you send him flying. That is the Issa, the Raisa of Lefneva. That would be Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk of Lefneva, Lefneva, Michel, to send a blind person flying. However, the Gemara of Wadizor Davov says a different drosha from this Pasuk. Minayin shlo yoshit kois yayin lenozeh. How do you know you can't give a kois yayin to a nozeh who's not meant to be drinking wine? Or even minachai levnei noyach, something which is offered to the Shem of the Shemitz levnei noyach to give a goy, something which is offered for him to eat. Tamun loyma levnei iver lesita michshel. The pasuk brings the Gemara of Yisrael brings this pasuk to tell you that you can't give a cup of wine to a nazi, can be mashal him to do an avera, and also to a goy. The same applies to a goy to be mashal him to do one of his sheva mitzvah levnei noyach. For example, people don't know, everyone knows about this, but to leave a £5 note on your table, because you got a new cleaner, you want to know whether she's going to steal or not, so you leave a £5 note, and then after the cleaning time is over, you say, well, what happened? And so all of a sudden she found that she took it, you're over it's the Raisa, because you're mashal, you had to steal one of the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. It's the Gemara of Odezor, but even in Achai, there's no difference between Geneva and this. People have to be careful about it. Except for this drosha of Chazal, of being machshel someone to do an Aveira, which is the Gemara of Yisrael, there's another drosha of Chazal, Darshan Rashi brings here on the Pasuk. Lifnei Iver Lesitin Michshel, says Rashi, Lifnei Asuma Badova, somebody who's blind in a certain matter, Lesitin Eitzah She'ino Higanis Lo, don't give him bad advice. Al Toyima, don't say, Machoi Sodcha V'Kach L'Chachamoy, you know it's bad advice for him. Imagine you got a friend who wants to buy a house in the area, and you actually want to buy that house. After he told you about the house, he decided it's for you, it's the best house. You tell him, it's in the area, it's in the Cholam part, people are going to look at you, it's not the best house to buy. And then you go and buy it yourself. And so this is the rise of Eitzah She'ino Higanis. Or you have somebody who tells you he wants to open some online business, he gives you his whole idea, and then you're so jealous, you think, you can do this idea. If you tell him it's not going to work, all different ideas, all different reasons why it's not good advice, you're wasting time. And then you go and open the same business on a different name. That would be this Issau, Lifnei Iver Lesitin Michshel. So it comes out, there's two Isurim from this Pasuk. One is to be Machshel someone to do an Aveira. Second is it is of Eitzah She'ino Higanis, to give bad advice to somebody. There's many things that we'd like to be Mavara in this Issau of Lifnei Iver Lesitin Michshel. First of all, why is there no Malkus? The Rambam and the Chinuch say there's no Malkus of Lifnei Iver Lesitin Michshel. Why is there no Malkus? What's the din? If you give a cup of wine to a nazi and self-control, the nazi doesn't drink it. Controls himself and he doesn't drink it. Oh, you over lifnei iver, you mashal him. You gave him a cup of wine, but he didn't drink it. You gave someone, you mashal someone with an issa, and they controlled himself. Oh, you're going to be over lifnei iver. Another shaila which we'd like to discuss. Issa drabonon. If you mashal somebody with issa drabonon, let's say Issa Drabonon on Shabbos, or let's say Afroshes Trumas and Maisas B'Shabbos, is Issa Drabonon of Makkah B'Parthish, you mashal somebody in this, would you be over lifnei iver deraisa on Issa Drabonon? That's another shayla, and the last shayla, which if we have time, we're able to talk about, We've seen here already that you can't be mashal a goy. Maybe we'll talk more about it, but you can't be mashal. The ifa also applies to a goy. Not everyone knows about it, but if an ifa also applies to a goy. This lav is very common. It's negay the whole time. I saw the Achronim talk about all different shaylos. What about can you rent a chasna hall when the people that will be at the chasna hall might not have the mechitza there the whole time? Is there a problem of ne'iva about it? Or a restaurant, people come into a restaurant and again, out to Solo with a lot of fries in Tel Aviv, you've got a restaurant and people aren't going to make a brocha in your restaurant. Are you allowed to sell them food and they're not going to make a brocha? So the Achronim bring down that if you put a halamichya on the wall, so you're giving them the opportunity to make a brocha, it's their choice. You're not being mashal them not to make a brocha, you're putting an halamichya on the wall. So then you're not being over lifnei eva. Yeah, the Chachamim talk about that. Yeah, maybe that's the shayla. Is it better to be over on a smaller issa than to let them? Is it your achrayis? So you Chachamim talk about that. Also, lashon hara and shiduchim. The Chofetz Chaim said, if you got somebody, you want to ask somebody a shayla for a bocha. Is it good bocha? Is it not good bocha? So really, it's lashon hara. But for you, it's te'eles because for shiduchim. But you have to tell him it's te'eles because if you don't tell him it's te'eles, he's just I'm going to tell you what's going on. And for him, it's lashon hara. It's the right. And you're over lifnei eva. Even though for you it's te'eles, if you didn't tell him it's you're asking for a shidduch, then you're going to be over lifnei eva because he is over an issa if he doesn't know why you're asking. And Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, whenever he went into a taxi on a Motzei Shabbos, first thing was he said Shavua Tov, good week to the driver. Why is that? Because the driver should say back to him Shavua Tov, and that's like Havdalah because the driver is a friar. He didn't make Havdalah, and he's telling him to where to go. He's mashing him to drive before Havdalah. So Shlomo Zalman was always makpid whenever he went in a taxi on Motzei Shabbos. First thing was to say Shavua Tov. Up to Tuesday, yeah. It's the first time he went into a taxi up till Tuesday, yeah. Now the tzedokim, when they learn pshat in the pasuk, loisakat lifnei v'lisitim mishal posha pshat. You're not allowed to put a box on the street and send the blind man flying. Now the shayla is, what do we hold? Do we hold the tzedokim that this is the issa deraisa to put? We don't take. Do we take the pasuk out kimpshuti mamish or not? Do we hold the tzedokim and we're moisif more droshes of meimachsha somebody with an aveira itzeh sheini genes, or we're cholik on the tzedokim that we don't hold this? This pshat in the pasuk, and it would come on. There would be no such mekoy in the Torah to put a box on the street. Maybe I have to loyecha kamoicha, but not this pasuk. Yeah, so over here, could be over here. We would say it. That's the shay. The Mechas Chinuch got a whole nidin about it. So I would like to bring a raya from a Meshech Chochma, because the Gemara Bava Kama says that you can't make a boy, you can't make a pit in Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara says, if somebody makes a pit in Rishus HaRabim, and he did shliach, he tells somebody, you might have to make me a pit, potholes, there's a lot of potholes in Southwood, you might make me another one. So he says to him, so if the shliach makes the hole, the Gemara says, ein shliach advar vera, and the shliach is chayev, not the mishalech, the shliach, he made the hole, he is chayev. So Mishra Melech asks, so where in the Torah does it say, you can't make a hole in Rishus HaRabim? He says, he goes to the hole, he doesn't say, anywhere in Torah, you can't make a hole in Rishus HaRabim. So Mishra Melech says, it must be at Issa de Rabbanon, to be Mazik Rishus HaRabim. People are trying to go on a journey and you're delaying them. Issa de Rabbanon. And therefore Mishra Melech comes up with a big Chiddush. Now see here, Ein Shliach Advar Avera, even by Issa de Rabbanon. Because the Gemara Bava Kama says you can't make a Shliach. Ein Shliach Advar Avera by digging a hole. And we see it's Issa de Rabbanon. There's no Issa de Raisa to make a hole in Rishus HaRabim. However, the Mishra Chochma, he says straight on this pasuk, he says, what do you mean? It's a deraisa to make a hole in Rishus HaRabim. If ne'ivah l'sitim mishal, you make a hole. Somebody's going to trip because of this hole. You're over it's a deraisa. If ne'ivah l'sitim mishal, and therefore the Mishnah Chochma says there's no raya from this gemara Bava Kama of ein shliach dvar avera by Issa de Rabbanon, because we're talking about Issa de Raisa. So it seemed to be a machlokes Mishnah Chochma and Mishnah Melech whether we oiku the pasuk mamish or not. Lefi the Mishnah Chochma, the pasuk still talks about the Pasha Pshat of making somebody trip in Rishus HaRabim, digging a hole, putting something in the way. And if you're the Mishnah Melech, it's only the Tzedokim learn like this, but we don't learn like this. Just to bring in Rabbi Chonon Bava Vassa, he brings a Yad Ramah and says that the Issa to build dig a hole in Rishus HaRabim is from V'haft Lo'echa Kamoicha, but not from this Pasuk. But either way, we see the Machlokim Mishnah Melech and Meshech Chochma, are we okay the Pasuk or not? Now the klal b'lifnei iva is that you're only over lifnei iva if the person wouldn't have got the item which is also let's say the yayin, kos yayin for the nozzle without you. which the Gemara calls it Trei Iver Denaira. It's like a river with a bridge. If he needs you on the other side to give it to him, then you overlift an Iver. However, if he could get it himself, he's just lazy, or he goes to you instead of someone else, then you're not overlifting an Iver. You'll be Issa Drabon and Messiah, the Iver Avera. There would be no Issa of lifting an Iver. Called Chad Iver Denaira. There's one Iver Denaira, and you're on both sides of the river, same side, so then there'll be no Issa of lifting an Iver. Someone told me he had a shaila because he's got vending machines, in a lot of train stations and airports. He's got in Tel Aviv vending machines, and he had a shaila on Shabbos. He doesn't turn the vending machines off because they go. Schar Shabbos he's got out of, but what's the problem is on lifnei iver. Some fry is going to buy some food on Shabbos. So the rabbanim told him because there's other in the airport, the train station, there's other places to buy food. It's chad iver denaro. It's not a problem of lifnei iver because they could anyway buy the food without you, so you're not being over. You're not over the issa of lifnei iver. So the question is, if you could get the cup himself, that's called misayid iver. But that's not the issa of lifnei iver. The flavor is if you're making him get it, and if without you, you own the shop, and all shops are closed, and he comes to you, you can't sell him. If there's a shop next door, and he can go next door, then you're not over the flavor. That's a Gemara. Although you're over Sayyid over here, but you're not over the flavor. Now, we spoke about Shaila. What happens if you give another a cup of wine, or you give somebody a tray for food, and they don't eat it, he doesn't drink it, are you over the flavor or not? The mice of the Loshna Pasuk is, they sit in a michshel, you've given him a michshel, so who cares whether he eat it or not? On the other hand, he was not over that avir. So it's a shayla, a sovig in the Chazanish, and it's a chakir in the Yad Malachi, are you going to be over lifnei iver when he doesn't drink it? So I would like to say it's a machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam says, there's no malchus on lifnei iver. Why is there no malchus on lifnei iver? Says the Rambam, because it's a lav shevechlolos. Any lav that is coiled in that lav, many types of Isurim, it's a cloud. We don't give Malkus on this type of lav. So over here in Lefnei Iver, there's a few things that are included in Lefnei Iver. One is Mimachshah Son was an Aveir. Second one is Eitzah Shein Egenes. And also, if you would hold that, put a stumbling block in Shusar Rabim, it's also Issa Deraisa. So then you've got another lav included in this lav. It's called a lav Shebechlolos. You don't get Malkus on a lav Shebechlolos. Very good. But including the Issa is three different things. That's enough to say you don't get Malkus. Very good. However, the Chinuch says there's no Malkus because Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh, what are you doing? Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh. You're just giving somebody bad advice. You're not doing anything. Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh. So Mr. Chemed asks, that's very nice when it comes to Issa Shein Egenes. When you go and give a cup of wine to an Ozveh, you're doing a Ma'aseh. You go and give him a cup of wine. You're doing a ma'aseh. Why shouldn't you get Malkus? So really, we could answer this kasha. Tell you in a minute why it doesn't work. But really, the chinuch holds. Shittas the chinuch in another mitzvah shindal as mem says. Any lav that you can be over that lav without a ma'aseh, even if you choose to do it with a ma'aseh, it's called a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. So over here, since you could be over lifnei iver with eitzah she'en without a ma'aseh, and you choose to give him a cup of wine, you don't get Malkus. Shittas Achinuch says it in another mitzvah. However, so Be'etzim, this would be a very nice yeshuv to answer the Chinuch. However, the Shah Melech says that it doesn't help. It only helps on the Issa that you're doing. If you could do this Issa without a Maisa, and you do it with a Maisa, so then the Maisa is Loigora. But we're here to give a cup of wine to the Nazir. There's no way to give a cup of wine without a Maisa. The only way is to give it with a Maisa. Shah Melech says, the Moshul, if somebody has chametz before Pesach comes in, Bali Yor, Bali Motze, Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh, was just sitting on his armchair, didn't do anything, don't get Malkus. If you go on Pesach and you buy chametz, you did a Ma'aseh, Avad, you're going to get Malkus. No question about it. You went and did a Ma'aseh. To buy chametz on Pesach is only possible with a Ma'aseh, Avad, you're going to get Malkus. So we're holding by the Stichemetz Kasha. Why? By Lifnei Iver is a no Malkus when you give a cup of wine to a Nazir. It's a lav sheish by ma'aseh. Why would it be no malchus? So we can say that we had the shaila. If you give a cup of wine to Nazir and he doesn't drink it, are you over lifnei iver? If the chinuch would hold that you give a cup of wine to Nazir, you're only over lifnei iver if he drinks it. If he doesn't drink it, you're not over lifnei iver. It would come out that the giving the cup of wine to the Nazir is not the issa. The issa is only when he drinks it. So the ma'aseh of giving the cup of wine to the Nazir is considered a lav sheish by ma'aseh. Because even though you're doing a ma'aseh, but the issa is not finished, the issa is only finished when he goes and drinks it. Then it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. However, the chinuch would hold like the other tzad. As soon as you give him a cup of wine, you automatically straight away you're over. It would be a bit shwer to understand why it's a lav she'im by maisa. So Minchas Chinuch himself says it's clear from here that the chinuch holds like giving a cup of wine to nozer, you're not over unless the nozer drinks it, and therefore it's called a lav she'im by maisa, because when he drinks it, you're not doing anything. The Minchas Chinuch points out,
you're not doing anything.
Yes.
So it remains a lav she'im by maisa.
Yes.
When he drinks it.
Yeah, because you're only over when he drinks it.
If you give somebody bad advice, once he transacts that advice, then he's done a meiser.
That's his own meiser. Here, your meiser.
Is it not the same thing as the drink that the nozer drinking?
Here, but when you give a bad advice, he never did a meiser. By the nozer, you went and gave him a cup. So you did a meiser. The chiddush is, when you give him a cup, if he doesn't drink it, you're not over lifnei eiver. So therefore, since you're not over lifnei eiver, so when he the only if is only when he drinks it, we can call it lav she'im b'meiser. Well, if you say that, he's over straight away, because the Lashon HaPasuk is Lesita Michshel. Don't give him a Michshel. Who cares if he does drink or doesn't drink? You gave him a Michshel. If you say that, then it won't fit so nicely with the Chinuch. The Pasha of the Chinuch holds that he's only over if he drinks, and therefore it's Lav She'im B'Maisa. And when the Chinuch points out, another thing is, if we're saying the Chinuch holds Lav She'im B'Maisa, so when it comes to giving a cup of wine to the Nazir, we've sorted out, because you're not over lifting it even unless he drinks it, it's a Lav She'im B'Maisa. Itzi Sheino Genes, also Lav She'im B'Maisa. It was come out also that the Chinuch must hold that putting a stumbling block in Shusha Rabbim also is not Issa Daraisa, because that is a Maisa. You're going and putting a stumbling block in Shusha Rabbim. He trips, the way that Tzlokim learn. He must be the Chinuch holds like the Mishle Melech, that there's no Issa Daraisa to put a stumbling block in Shusha Rabbim. Otherwise, it's a Maisa. Why don't you get Malkus on it? The Cheshek Shlomo points out, this whole Chiddush that we said is only for the Cheshek Shlomo, only for the Chinuch. However, the Magen Mishnah holds the other way around, any lav which you could do with a Maisa, and you choose to do it, even if you do it without a Maisa, Yechai Malkus, punk fakel the Chinuch. The Chinuch holds any lav which is a Maisa, if you could do it without a Maisa, you don't get Malkus. The Magen Mishnah holds any lav which you could do with a Maisa, since that lav is a lav shish by Maisa, you choose to do without a Maisa, whichever way you'll get Malkus, even without. So how are we going to answer the Magen Mishnah, why by Lifnei Eiver do you not get Malkus? Whichever way you do it, since it's possible to do with a Maisa, why don't you get Malkus? So therefore the Cheshek Shlomo says that the Magen Mishnah must hold like the Rambam, that Lifnei Eiver, the reason why you don't get Malkus Lifnei Eiver is not because of lav she'im by Maisa, it's because of lav she'im by Chlolos, because inside the lav is included many other Yisur, it's a Shein Agenes, the Hachshel, somebody's doing Aver, maybe putting a stomach in Shasaravim, depends if you hold of that, and therefore that's why the Magen Mishnah would hold there's no Malkus. So to make a Sikkum, just before we carry on, Lifnei Eiver there's no Malkus, Lifnei the Rambam because of lav she'im by Chlolos, and Lifnei the Chinuch because of lav she'im by Maisa. Pasha the Chinuch holds, if you give a cup of wine to another and he doesn't drink it, you're not over. That's why it's a lav she'im by Maisa. And this is a shayla in the shayla in Chaznish, and in a sovi in Chaznish, and the shayla in Yad Malachi, if you give somebody a cup of wine and they don't drink it, are you over Lifnei Eiver? And the Gabbal Issa of a stumbling block, and we had Machlok Zachroni, Mishamelech, and Meshachochim, whether it would be over the Issa of the Rice if you put a stumbling block to send a blind man flying, whether he'd be over on that. It also Issa to be Machshel Agoi, or Lifnei Eiver, and the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Yochanan Fish of Perla wants to say, Machlok is Rambam, and Machlok is Rambam and Chinuch, why does the Rambam say it's a Lav Shevichlolos? Why is it not a Lav Sheimbo Maisa? So he wants to say, because the Rambam holds, as soon as you give a cup of wine to an Ozzy, even if he doesn't drink it, you're over and Lifnei Eiver, and therefore it's a Maisa. Therefore the Rambam can't learn Lifnei Eiver is a Lav Sheimbo Maisa. The Rambam has to learn because of Lav Shevichlolos. He wants to say, good for the Shaila, or whether you give him a cup or not, it's Tolu, it's Machlok is Rambam and Chinuch. Now what happens if you machshel somebody with the Issa Drabbanon? You machshel somebody with the Issa Drabbanon. Let's see, could be chicken and basta v'chol chicken is Issa Drabbanon. You machshel somebody with Issa Drabbanon. Are you going to be over Lifnei Eiver? So Prima Godman says, how could you be over Lifnei Eiver Deraisa? How could you be over Lifnei Eiver Deraisa on a machshel somebody Drabbanon? He says, how could you be worse off than the person you is doing an Aveira? The person who's doing an Aveira is only Drabbanon. He's not going to get the Issur Daraisa, and you should get Issur Daraisa. How could you be worse off? However, the Chinuch says, Minchas Chinuch says a very nice chat, but why shouldn't he be over Issur Daraisa? It's bad, not like God from bad advice. You give somebody bad advice to sell his house when you want to buy it, whatever it is, you're over Yisra Raisa. You make somebody over Yisra Rabbanon, he's being over Yisra Rabbanon, he's going to get onish for it. So why shouldn't you be, why shouldn't we over Yisra Raisa? Because of bad advice. Now, the freedom in Cheskinach, that you'd be over Yisra Rabbanon, you'd be over Lifnei Iver, the Raisa, this will be an askumina. Because only if the person you're being mashal, somebody, the Avera, it normally doesn't make a difference whether he's a shogig, he's amazed. You mash him in Avera. By Isra Drabanon, if it's because of bad advice, only if he's a shogig, he doesn't know he's doing an Avera, then you'd be over Lifnei Iver. However, if he's amazed, he knows he's doing something wrong, then you wouldn't be over Lifnei Iver. Like if you tell somebody to bad advice to sell his house, and he knows it's bad advice, and he still listens, that's his own choice. Bad advice is, Rashi says it's a sum of a davar. He doesn't know what's going on, and you advise him something that shouldn't be done. So it's come out, if you're the Minchas Chinuch, that only Yisra Drabon b'shoigig, then there'll be Lifnei Iver. Yisra Drabon b'mezid, there won't be Lifnei Iver. Just want to bring out, there's a big chiddush from the Nesivus, you might have come across it before. The Nesivus holds that on Yisra Drabon b'shoigig, you don't need kapara. If somebody's over Yisra Drabon b'shoigig, you don't need any kapara. On a deraisa, you need kapara, on a drabon, you don't need kapara. Why? The whole mitzvah of drabon is to listen to the chachamim. That's the whole mitzvah, Reb Chana says in Kovetz Aris. The whole mitzvah is to listen to chachamim. So by mezid, if you don't listen to chachamim, you're rebelling against the chachamim, you need a kapara. By a shogig, you didn't rebel, you made a mistake, you didn't know. And therefore, there's no need for kapara. By the rice, then you're over, it's not because of rebelling, you have to listen to the Torah. And if even the Torah makes karbonos for a shogeg, you have to bring karbonos, achatos. But the rice, but the rabbonon is to listen to the chachomim. By a shogeg, you did not listen to the chachomim, therefore the sivis holds, you don't need the kapara. Now we don't pass in like the sivis, but it's even brought down halacha. We don't pass in like it, but Falk himself brings it. But Falk brings in the sivis and zachav shomoy. What happens if somebody on Shabbos took Chumas Amaisis, which is Drabon and Makkah Bepatish. He was over his Drabon and Beshoigi. He didn't know. It was Shabbos, he didn't know. So you're not allowed to take on Shabbos. So really, it would be Osa. So he doesn't, Lafida Nesivas, he doesn't need the Kapora. He doesn't need the, whatever, he doesn't need the Kapora. And could be sometimes when the food stays Osa on Shabbos, Lafida Nesivas is only Drabon on, the food won't be Osa on Shabbos because there's nothing, he didn't do anything wrong. And we don't pass him like the Nesivas. Just want to point out this Minchas Chinuch that I'm saying about if you're over Issa Drabonon, you mashed some Issa Drabonon, and there's an Issa Lifnei Iver because of bad advice. And we pointed out that it's only by a shogig, because by mezid it doesn't come in to give bad advice for mezid. It's only by a shogig that would be not like the Nesivus. Because here we're saying that by a shogig, you mash someone with a shogig, you're over Lifnei Iver. If he's a Nesivus, if he's a shogig, he's not doing any Issa because he's not rebelling, there wouldn't be Lifnei Iver. So it comes out for Mashal Sonny with Issa Drabonon, Machlokes Prima Godim, Minchas Chinuch, Lefida Prima Godim. How could he be worse off than the person is doing that Avera, and it won't be Lifnei Iver? And Lefida Minchas Chinuch is like God from Eitzin Shein Agenes. Well, one more, it's nice and the Kuddah to throw into Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is only if the person can get it, can't get it without you. Now, what happens if you've got these two shops? Somebody coming in to buy something. You know, let's say he's milchik and he wants to buy a cup of iced coffee. So you're not allowed to sell him. You know he's fleishik and you know he's going to drink it. Can't sell him. But next door there's a shop, so really you'd be allowed to sell him because if he doesn't come to you, he'll go to the person next door. But what happens if the person next door is also a yid? So you're right, he can go to next door, but the person next door will also be over Lifnei Iver. Is that called going to someone else? What's a din? If you can get it from someone else, but through another Lifnei Iver.
Someone told me on Shabbos, some non-Orthodox Jew asked him to borrow his car. And I thought, I know this about him. If I don't lend him my car, I'll go and borrow from someone else. But then he wouldn't have done the right thing afterwards. And he'd not done the right thing.
Right. I see it. I don't know. That's So Mishnah Melech says that this is still called Trei Iver Denaro, because since there's still another Lifnei Iver involved, you're not allowed to give it to him. It's not called getting it from someone else. However, it looks like a bit like a machlokes we showed him, because Rashi in Kedushin says that he saw that is going to buy an animal with Maaseh Sheni money. Now, Maaseh Sheni money can only be spent in Yerushalayim. And the person selling the animal knows that this lokeach already told him, I'm going to eat it out at Yerushalayim, I want to do what I like. So that for the moicher to sell him this animal with Maaseh Sheni money would be Issa Lefnei Iver. That's what Rashi says in Kedushin. So Tos asks, why is there Issa Lefnei Iver? He can go to another person to buy. Tos says, goodbye, I'm the other machik, you buy from someone else. So we can answer Rashi by saying that even if you buy it by someone else, but that other person is going to be a yid. So it doesn't help to get our lefnei iver. So in Tosas it would look like to say mi'odem acher would be a problem of lefnei iver unless you say a few truths, unless you say that odem acher is a person that doesn't know he's going to eat out at Yerushalayim. Here we're talking about the moicher knows eating outside Yerushalayim. Unless this odem acher doesn't know, or you can say that odem acher is a goy. You buy from a goy. Who says he's buying from a yid? I don't want to say this. I don't know if it's right, but we Adam kum Adam in, and they're not called Adam. So he says Adam Achim. I don't know if he's referring to Adam Achim. Is it another yid or not? If you say another yid, maybe you could give a kvetch. I think maybe Rabbi Asher said this. If it's another yid, then you can say that he's buying it from another yid. The other yid doesn't know that he wants to eat it outside Yerushalayim, so there's no issel of neiver. It's only when so you know the person's going to do an aveira. Yeah, so but Pasha say if there's another Isil if Ne'iva involved, then there'll be a problem or still if Ne'iva. Finish off with a nice story. If Ne'iva listens to Mishra, somebody who thinks in a straight path, he doesn't stumble. There was our Bezdin from Tel Aviv came to the Chazon Ish. He had in his Bezdin a couple married many, many years and they didn't have children. And the doctor said there's a problem with the husband, he can't have a child, and they want to come for a get, and they had the get. Came for a get, and now a relative of a certain person came to the Av Bezdin and says that he sees this person who was divorced, such a nice person, such good middos. He wants to suggest him for his first cousin, and he already suggested the shidduch, and they already met, and he wants to know, but why did they get divorced? So the Av Bezdin, wasn't really allowed to say secrets in Bezdin. So he went over to the Chazon Ish. He travelled to Chazon Ish. Is he allowed to say? On the one hand, secrets in Bezdin are not allowed to be said. Private. On the other hand, if he doesn't say anything, they'll get married and it's over. He could be over on Isam Adam Re'echo, this poor girl. Why should she get married to somebody who can't have a child? So Chazon Ish said to him, you can't tell him the reason why he got divorced. It's a secret, it's private. But you could tell him the following words. The Chazon Ish said, if he had been suggested the shidduch, he wouldn't take the shidduch for his relative. The Chazon Ish advice is, I wouldn't take it for my relative. Say those words, can't say anymore. So he told these words over to this person, and the person understood that the Chazon Ish is so choshev, he wouldn't take somebody divorced for his relative. However, me, I'm a normal person, I can take him. Itaka took him, and a year later they had a baby boy. Unbelievable, they had a baby boy. So he went over to the Av Bezdin was so shocked, he went over to Chazon Ish, he met the Chazon Ish, and he told him what happened. Chazon Ish was so happy, look at the words, how you want to go in a straight way, you just said the funny, you said the right words, imagine you would have said the real reason, they would never have got married and this child would never have been here, because you said the real reason. Chazon Ish said, if somebody wants to go in the right way, Hashem helps them and Hashem guides them. Tzlacha Rabba.
If I don't lend in my car, should I be the cause of it? All right, if I don't lend in my car, I borrow somebody else's car.